Vayikach Koyrach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tet, the Gemara darshens each word. Vayikach Koyrach, Omer Shlokash, Shlokach Mekach Ro La'atmon. Koyrach, Shenasa Korcha B'Yisrael. Rashi says because he was Nivla, so it was Korcha B'Yisrael. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Shehertiach Olav Eskoha Oilam Ketzoharayim. Rashi says because he made the Rabbi Shalom angry. Shehertiach Olav Eskoha Oilam. Ben Kehos, Ben Shehika Eshinei Melido. Ben Levi, Ben Shenasa Leviya B'Gehenna. I got to say that Gemara here. If Shetu Ha'aris of Chaim Kanievsky says Pshat in various halakim of the Gemara, one is Ben Levi, Ben Shenasa Leviya B'Gehenna. He says because Kairach was very unique. He had a Leviya in Gehenna. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Bishop Tirosei Shel Adam, when a person is Nifter, Ein Melavin Loi Loi Kesef Loi Zav. He doesn't get a Levaya. His Kesef and his Zav is not Nil Ve'imo. He doesn't go along with his gold and his silver. Kairach was Zoicha, then he went into the Adama with Kol Rechushoi. He was Zoicha to a Leviya B'Gehenna. Another chat he says is Ben Yitzhar Sheer Tiach Eskola Oilam Ketzarayim. So he says, the interesting pshat, that we know the Gemara says in the Dorim that the Shemesh and the Ureach came to complain and be moicha to the covet of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara brings the drasha. It says in a pasuk in Chavakuk, Shemesh Ureach omad zvulo la'or chitzecha yaleichu l'noiga barak chanisecha. That the Shemesh and Yireach went to Zvul. Zvul is one of the higher levels of Shemayim. There's seven different levels. The Shemesh and Yireach went up higher to Zvul. For the Gemara there in Adorim, what is Shemesh and Yireach doing in the Zvul? They belong in the Rekia, which is a lower place. Zvul is higher than the Rekia. Gemara Chagiga explains the different level. So the Gemara Malame that the Shemesh and the Yireach went up to Zvul and they went up to speak to the Rabbanish Leila. Ima to oita din le ben Amram onu me'irin. The imlav ain't onu me'irim. We're making a machah. We're not going to shine unless you make a machah for Rabbi Shlomo. The Rabbi Shlomo got upset and he said back, no. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim, people are over by the Zorah and I'm a shtachet to the Shemesh and the Yireach. And you weren't moichah for the cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now for the cover of a Basar Adam, you're moichah. It was a zashach of Atariah. So Kapanim, he says, that's the pshat. He brings a medrash that every day the Emes, the sun would come and burn down the whole world. Now it goes through in the cycle where the sun is going. It goes into the Yama Ukainis and that's what cools it off. But over here, where the Shemesh and the Ureach went and didn't go through the regular cycle, it went up to Zvul, there was a chash of Shehertiach all of us Kala Oilam. The Marsha, which is signed on that Gemara, says, we know later, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boiker V'yoida, tomorrow we're going to know and we'll see the truth, who's the real, who's saying the Emes. So the Marsha says, Moshe Rabbeinu meant, Boiker V'yoida, we'll see, because Moshe Rabbeinu really thought that the Shemesh and the Ureach is not going to shine. He knew that that was the Shach of the Tari that was going up in Shemai, that the Shemesh and the Ureach is being Moichah, that they're not going to be Meir. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boiker V'yoida, tomorrow morning we'll see. But then the Eivishter said back that they should come. So then Moshe Rabbeinu switched it. Bezois Tevun. He switched it to the Keteris, to a new Kaveh. But in the beginning, it was going to be the Raya of Boiker V'yoida. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnachov, Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Soifel Iskayim. Bechol Machloikis She'enosh L'Shem Shemayim Ein Soifel Iskayim. Ezi Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Zu Machloikis Hillel V'Shamayim. Ve'ezi Machloikis She'enosh L'Shem Shemayim Zu Machloikis Koyrach Bechol Adosa. Interesting Gemara. The Mishnah is being Mechalik between Shamayim and Hillel and Koyrach Ma'adosa. And the chilik is one of the machloikis l'shem shemayim, one of the machloikis not l'shem shemayim. Well, no shayach is b'chlal. Shammai and Hillel is a machloikis in Liman HaTorah. Okay, in Liman HaTorah Gufi, you can have sometimes someone is mitzvakeach l'shem shemayim, sometimes not so l'shem shemayim. Or b'Koyrach Ma'adosa is b'chlal, it's a machloikis. It's not a... Shtei don di mishnah that the machloikis in Koyrach Ma'adosa was also a machloikis in Liman. You have to know how to tie it up. There was a vikuach here. There was a sugya to learn up, that they were having a vikuach. No, it's off the Mishnah, the Sherish of the promise, because it was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. And if it's Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, it's not like an Ein Sefer L'Sky. Or with the Esamach Leikas, there was a Gemisah Vikuach. You can be Masber, there's many in front of them, a Farshim would explain. L'Moshel is a gang to learn that the Vikuach was, Koyrach was tining, to who says that the Tzura of Klal Yisrael has to be that there's a Manig, that there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. You need one chut of Tcheles, maybe a Talis Shekula Tcheles. Everyone, call her Eidah Kulam Kedoshim. That's a big kuach in the tzura of Anhagam Klal Yisrael. Is it a chutz shel chelis or is it talusukul le chelis? And you have to know. Tzadik right, tzadik katomar yifrach, tzadik katomar yifrach is soif tevis koyrach. Not Rashi Davis. Soif tevis of tzadik katomar yifrach is koyrach. Because maybe in soifoy shel davar, maybe there is something where koyrach was tying. He said bnei koyrach loy meisu. The Gemara says. He attaches it to mean b'nei kairach, the ideas of kairach. Why he makes them? There was a given to a mahalachit of kairach. No, there was a machloikis. Shaloy l'shem shemayim. And he was wrong. Over there's a given to be kuachit. I saw a different shot. We know that Kairach was convinced that he is correct because he saw b'nevuah that Shmuel is yaitse mimenu. So he learned up shot in that nevuah. Must be that he's right. Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with him. They had a machloikis. Gradually, the way he saw it is because we know b'nei kairach loy meisah, so that's how it was possible that he had yoytei chalotzos. But there was a vikuach in teaching of that nevuah. I once heard an interesting pshat in the etzem vikuach. Hashalot had to go through to this here. Kairach was glat and afikairis. One of the yud gimel ikrei amuna is that nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. He was glat choylik on the whole thing that he's saying Moshe Rabbeinu was bada hakoyl mi liboy. This Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was on MS, the Torah Shekim was on MS. Where's the Vikuach over here? There's a lot of rayas that Havara, that's not the Pshat, it's Shein Raya. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is Nemon, and the reason we're Makabal is because of the Oysus and Moysim were by Matan Torah. The other Oysus and Moysim that were done were not to prove Moshe Rabbeinu's MS Kai, they were from the Tzorech. The Etam Hamada of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is from Matan Torah. Rather, they had problems. So Rachnu Lamadlan, they needed food. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the mud. They sent them the mud. Samu, they were thirsty. Bakal Hemesa Evan. Kafru Boyadis Kairach. Kairach started off. So Bola Ha'arat Aysam. The Rambam puts that in the Rishima of Zaken, that it wasn't the Etzim Batis of the Yisoid of that moon in Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a given to Prat. They needed mud, they needed bear. They had to take care of Kairach. It was a Prat. It wasn't the Etzim Yisoid. Mitzacheni state, the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Bezois Tatum Ki Hashem Shalachani. But Kairach was glad enough because. There's a Rambam in Igeres that he writes that an Apikoyrus, you have to always be choishish on Apikoyrus. You have to be choishish on his Yichus Avoysach. If you're talking that he's not Omdu Raglav Al Arsinai. Over here we're talking Mamash, the Dora Midbar, the Ersti Yor. What is going on over here? I heard a Pshat, you have to be careful. Vi Genoy was up to Nusach, but Matzir Zaina, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shloish Dvorim Osam Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitoi. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodav. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did Al Daitoi. Hoytzef Yemechad Mi Daitoi, Shavar Esaluchoi, and Pirush Meishtal. And on these three things, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Mi Daitoi. Now Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodav. Because the whole Beisei Nemenu, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he's machlit, that is, right away, it's Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodav. The Vikuach of Kairach was tining that whatever the Vikuach was, Al Nisiyus HaShal HaYitzaf and Ben Aziel, or whatever the other Pratim the Chaylikon, Moshe Rabbeinu's tining is that in Makayrach Taina was Avada Moshe Rabbeinu Avanavim and Tairasi Emes v'chulei. Over Efshe, this is also Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitai and Tachibah Hiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodai. Over Efshe, this is done in the Gies. And what's the Teretz? The Teretz is other Mitzvogim. In Gemara state, it was only those three things. Other things wasn't together of Moshe Rabbeinu Asa Midaitai. Well, no. State of the whole base in Emenu was Azoy Shtar that when Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitai Hiskim Al Yodai is Azoy Hakadosh Baruch. But you have to know how to fear it out. Oh, but that was the Nekudas HaVikuach. So they sell back a whole Kvutza Masayim HaChamishim Nivnei Yisrael. The Chizkuni says that what they wanted to do is they wanted to have a full Bezdin from every single Shevet. So every single Shevet except for Shevet Levi, because Shevet Levi is grouped with the Vikuach over here. So from all the other Shvatim they took, from the other 11 Shvatim, they took a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, a Bezdin of Chav Gimel from 11 Shvatim, 23 times 11 is 253. That's 250 plus Dosan, Aviram, and Oin, Oin Mentele. That's the Cheshbon of getting 253. The 250 is 23, but they 11, but they did of Chav Gimel. Azoy Zok Techeskuni, that's where they got the number 250. Kairach Tainis, Kol Ha'Eda Kulam Kedoshim. Interesting double lashon. Kol ha'eda kulam. What's wrong with just kol ha'eda? Kol ha'eda kedoshim. Ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Kol ha'eda kulam. There's a taz in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. he brings down the Levush and the davening of Rosh Hashanah and the Nusach HaTfilah, we say, Meloich al kol ha'oilam kuloi b'chvaydecha. So the Taz Shtel on this Nusach, kol ha'oilam kuloi, it's enough to say, Meloich al kol ha'oilam, what's kol ha'oilam kuloi? So the Pshat is, he says, no, if you don't actually say kol ha'oilam kuloi, there's a mokum to think that maybe it's only Roiv. Rubai kekulai. There's a cloud, Rubai kekulai. And maybe not everyone. When you want to make sure you realize that it's mamish everyone, 100% believe yoytzim in a cloud, not 99%, not be'erach, not kemat. Kulai, you have to be madgish, meloich al kol ha'oilam kulai. There are other degmois, we can see this. I saw brought down, the father yoytzim brings common degmois in them. It says in Bereshit by the Mabel, kol ha'shan nishmas ruach ha'im ba'apov mesu. And the Maisa, we know that the dogim Shebiyam didn't die. It doesn't say kulai, it just says kol ha'shan nishmas ruach ha'im. He brings them a car, which is it's a toy, it's a chayr. It says by Yaakov Avinu, Vayaver es kol asher loy. Vayaver es kol asher loy. And he left over the pachim ketan. There it says, it doesn't say kol kulay. It doesn't say in the pasuk Vayaver es kol asher loy. Rashi and Chulin on the Gemara of pachim ketan misquotes the pasuk Vayaver es kol asher loy. It doesn't say kol in the pasuk. So the Stamnish can dogma. There's an interesting Gemara in Hayri is Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Hayri is Daf Gimel is handling the klal of Rubai Kekulai. And the Gemara asks the Kasha from there. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Mestabra, the Bechol HaTayra Kulai, Kaimel on Rubai Kekulai. Bechol HaTayra Kulai, this is good for that you shouldn't say Rubai Kekulai. Bechol HaTayra Kulai, Kaimel on Rubai Kekulai. So here also it says, Kol HaEda Kulam Kedoshim. The Medrash says, Kairach Ben Yitzar, why is he called Yitzar? Yitzar is a remnant of Shemen. And Kairach felt that he's called Kairach ben Yitzar. Yitzar is Maramaz on Shemen. Shemen, in all mashkin, the Medrash says, Lashon, the whole mashkin that you'll put Shemen, the Shemen will always rise to the top. If you mix up Shemen with any other mashkin, the whole mashkin, she yitzen et Hashemen, Hashemen yimtel elyon. So it's interesting, there's a shayla on the poiskin, I don't know the Metzias, but by schnapps, if you mix it up together with Shemen, the Shemen doesn't rise to the top. So there was an idden in the poiskim, maybe it should be a raya that schnapps doesn't have a din of mashkin. The shayla got to be various halachic in yonim if it has a din of mashkin. And over here it says, b'chol ha-mashkin, she'esamen es ha-shemen, it's nimtza elyon, and be machriya that schnapps is not a mashkin from this pasuk of Yitzhar. However, the tirat is, we said it already. It doesn't say, b'chol ha-mashkin kulon, she'esamen es ha-shemen. It doesn't say, kol ha-shemen, kol ha-mashkin kulon. After that would be a terrorist, that you shouldn't bring a raya from it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is being mitvakeach here with Kairach. And he says, Im kemoiz kol ha'odom yimusen eila ufkudas kol ha'odom yipokid aleim loy Hashem shalachani. V'im bria yivra Hashem ufatuto ha'odom es tia, then you'll know that you're right. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Lamed Tes, there's a remez to Bikur Cholim in HaTorah. What's the remez to Bikur Cholim? Because Ufakudas means to come to visit, a lashon of Bikur. That when a person is a Cholim, Hashem will come to visit you. The Marsha explains in Shabbos Daf Yudbei, the Mazur Basra and the Marsha and the Shabbos Daf Yudbei explains that's really what Kairach was saying, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Kairach Tain is that he's right, that Hashem is on his side. And Moshe Rabbeinu for Stetzach is saying back, no, because Kadosh Baruch is on my side. That's the Bikur. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Im kimoyz kol ha'adam yimusenevel." If you're going to die a natural death, which means you'll become sick, and we know the Gemara says in Shabbos after you would bathe, a choyle, the Shechina is lamalam yirashoytav of a choyle. Since the Shechina is lamalam yirashoytav of a choyle, the Eibishter comes down. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Im kimoyz kol ha'adam yimusenevel." If you're actually going to die a natural death, you'll become sick. So then, loy Hashem shalachani. Hashem didn't send me. Then it's right that you're right that the Shechina came down and the Shechina came to you. But if the Eibishter wants to prove that Taka, I'm right, that you're not going to die from sickness, so then we're going to make a new thing. Yivra, Briya, Yivra, Hashem, Upat Adam Aspir is going to be a whole new Mahalach of Mavis over here. Not Dorch, a Mahalach of Chayli. In Taka, Vatipta Ha'orat Aspir, we have in the coming few Parshiyos, you have in this week's Parshiyos, you have Pi Ha'orat. Next week in Chukas, you have Pi Ha'be'er. And then in Parshiyos Balak, you have Pi Ha'osoy. And those are the three piyos that were nivra erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes as they zogin Chazal. the Pi Ha'aretz, the Pi Ha'be'er, and the Pi Ha'asayin. The emphasis is that even in the following parasha, in Parashas Pinchas, there's also is Al Pi Ha'goyro, but that's not one of the three Pi'os that were Nivra, Mishnei Shishi Meberachis. Pi Ha'aretz, Pi Ha'be'er, Pi Ha'asayin. So the Eivish, there was Nisach to Adama, and everything fell in, even all of the Rechush. The Sephorna says, what was the Ian that even all of the Rechush should fall into the Adama? Because there's a Musik that a person is Nana, if someone is Nana from his Nechasim, he gets a Schus. Even after Ptirasa, if his Nechasim are left over, and someone is Nana from his Nechasim, that also is Oymed Loyal Schus. Over here, the Eivish wanted that there shouldn't be any schus at all, that even anything of their rechush should also be nivla in the Adama. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, there's a shaila and the sugya there. What exactly happened to Korach? Amar Rav Yochanan, Sanhedrin daf kuf yud. Amar Rav Yochanan, Korach loymin habluim veloymin hanisrofin. We know that the Anshei Korach, the Mishpachas Korach, was nivla in the Adama. We know that the Masayim Chamishim Anoshim were Nisra from the Ketoyrus. Amar Rav Yochanan, but what happened to Korach Alein? Amar Rav Yochanan, Korach loymin habluim veloymin hanisrofin. Korach was not nivla, and he darshan's psukim. Because it says by the Bluim, the Eskol Ha'adam Asher L'Koyrach of the Yidarshan, not Koyrach Atman. And by the Shrufim, it says the Messiah Chamishim Ish, and not Koyrach. Rashi Baboran. So what taka happened to Koyrach according to the Malan Pashas Koyrach? You would think that the Oyel knows what happened to Koyrach. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is Rashi learned he died in the Magepa. We know there was a Magepa afterwards, Behemshet, there was a Magepa that died 14,700 people. Koyrach was made for Magepa. Of a Loimin Ablu and a Loimin Anishrafim. The Gemara brings the bride to the toilet. Koyrach was mana blue and umin at Asrafim, both. But people always some there, Koyrach, the Koyrach also was Nivla, and also the Eish Yotzim, the Eish Hashem, the Teichel Haskamish Mashayim Ish, the Koyrach Ba'adayu. So it's a mamash and machloikas tanoyim. I'm wrong. If Koyrach was mana blue and mana Asrafim, or the other man, the Amr is of Yechon and Koyrach, loy mana blue and the loy mana Asrafim, and Rashi explains he died in the Magepa. In the Magepa was taka 14,700 people. The Maril Diskin explained what's 14,700. Later in the parasha, we're going to see you have all the inyanim of Matnis Kahuna. All the inyanim of Matnis Kahuna. Now that we're establishing the inyan of Kahuna, we're establishing it. And the Chashivas of a Kohen and a Levi, there's Esther Ma'arba Matnis Kahuna, many of which are mentioned in the parasha. 14,700 is 1/40 of Klal Yisrael. We know Truma, Chafrosh Truma, is either 1/40. 1/50 or 1/60. 1/40 is when it's buying yofet. 1/40 of the sheish meis elef of the shishim riboy comes out to 14,700. As I thought, Rabbi Shmuel and just that's the mageif. So after the mageif happens, the Rabbi Shmuel saying that they should take the tzipui of the machdeis and make it a tzipui on his back as a zecher to be a zikaron of Nei Yisrael. That to teach you that lo yikra v'shzara shalom yizera aron lahak the k'tayrus. This was the guy we did with kochav the k'tayrus, and then the pasuk continues v'lo yiyek k'koyrach v'chadosoy kashadibra Hashem v'yad Moshe v'lo yiyek k'koyrach v'chadosoy. What means v'lo yiyek k'koyrach v'chadosoy? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf kofiyud, that a lot of the sugis are there in Sanhedrin daf kofiyud mechelik. Omar Rav kol amachzik v'machloikis oyver v'lav. Rav Ashi Omar Roy Litzarei Aksiv Hocha Biyad Moshe Loi Aksiv Hocha Mayemer Hashem Loi Oid Havi No Yotcha Bechekech and you get Sarah. But the first Mali Omar is called Machta Bechamachloikis Oiver Belav. The Smag in his Sefer Amitzvahs counts it as a Lav Doi Raisa. Someone that's Marbe Bechamachloikis is Oiver the Lav of the Loi Kekoyrach Bechadosi. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer, when he makes the Cheshbonos of all the Lavin and the Surah that a person can be over, Bein Ayeter, he also brings that a person can be over if he's Machtik B'Machloikis, or if he says Lashon Hara, which causes you to come to a Machloikis, you're over the Lav of a Layir Kekeirav V'Chadosi. Over the Emes, is it the Machloikis Rishonim? Rabbi Yoina also says that it's a Lav D'Oraisa. Over the Rambam doesn't count it in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam learns that it's only in Asmachta Ba'alma. And the Rambam knows that Pashup Shana, the Pashup is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mavtiach, that V'loyiyah Kekoyrach V'chadosi, such a thing won't happen again. Meaning, if there's going to be a Machloikis, it's not going to happen again that the Adama will open up. Maybe you'll get Saras, maybe other Oinshim, but V'loyiyah Kekoyrach V'chadosi. It's a stating a fact. It won't be that 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 Tovim Evel and Adama. It's Mavur and Rashi and Yeshayo Perik Vav also that he learns out there of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Velayir Kekarev Chadosa is that the Haftacha that that's not what happened. Maybe you'll get Sarat. That's what happened over there. But Uziyo, they wanted to be Machter Ketaris that you got Sarat. But Velayir Kekarev Chadosa. That already is a Haftacha that there won't be Kekarev Chadosa. So it's a Machlekes Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim counted as Lav. The Gemara doesn't bring that as a member. A Machter Machlekes over the Lav. The Shaila is if the Gemara is an Asmachta, or the Gemara is not a Kepshute that you're over a Lav. I heard a Pshat from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He says a different Pshat. What's made? Lo yeh kekarech v'chadosa. He says in through history, there's many times there's Machlekes. You should know there never was a Machlekes, never was and never will be a Machlekes that was like the Machlekes kekarech v'chadosa. Because whenever there's a Machlekes, you should know one side is maybe a little more right, one side is a little less right, but it's zichah not 100-0. Both sides have epis that they were not 100% beseder, and zichah there's something, there's epis and a tia. Sometimes it's mamash 60-40, sometimes it's 99-1 ratio. But whenever there's a machlokes, both sides, epis, Rebenstein, there's something on the other side also. The lahir kikarech v'chadosi. Azam ha'asa that it's kikarech v'chadosi, that it's kol kula 100% the side of Moshe, and not kairach. That's the layia kikarev chadosi. Hazazat don't realize if you're involved in a machlokes, can tach einred in this morgan that your side is right. Over zochna shmeira, it's not like by kairach and adosi. There's two parts. There's two stodim to the machlokes. Both sides have what to be ma'ayim. If Ashlish be my saying. Now there's a magefa, and Aaron wants to stop the magefa with. the Torah. Vayikach Aaron kashadib and Moshe vayorot al toich hakol v'hinei hochel ha-negev ba'om vayitin atak Torah vayachaper al ha'am. So the Netziv says an interesting pshat. This was being done because of pikuach nefesh. Me'ikar adin yinala to take the Torah out. But there's still two ayfanim. You could be master of the Torah when you're still inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Mishkan, the way you're supposed to. And then it's also to bring it outside, but that's a lav. It's an isser kal to bring it outside. Or you can go outside and be master of the keteris gufa outside, which is a much more chomer isser. That's halah b'chutz. That's chayiv karis. That's the sugya from sheishet v'malad. There's a din of halah b'chutz. So what is it better to do? Is it better to do the keteris inside and then take it out and be over a lav, or to actually be master of the keteris outside? Farshteitach is better. Always the klal is hakal hakal koydim to do a week a lav. The problem here is Aaron wasn't sure. When Aaron is still inside the Mishkan, he doesn't know. Maybe the Magate is stopped, maybe it's over, maybe it's not necessary anymore. He doesn't know the Vadoyas if he's allowed to be doing this Isra of Haysaw. The only eighth is he went outside, saw that Behechal and Negev Bomb and it's still going on. Then, he's already outside, well, that's where he did the more Chomer the case. The Netziv in Herchav Dover wants to be Mitzayanist to an interesting Shaila, Halacha L'maisa. Yontif is on a Friday, and it's entering Shabbat. It's now Friday afternoon. You have a choyle, you're mesupik if it's pikuach nefesh. Avada for pikuach nefesh, everything is doisa. Right now it's Friday afternoon, and at this stage it's not klar if you have to do a certain malacha, whatever the malacha, bishul, or whatever you have to do. We're told now it's not yet pikuach nefesh. It's possible that this will involve, and in the next few hours it's going to be pikuach nefesh. Is it kedai to be over Isser Yomtit, which is only allowed, on the suffik? That maybe in a few hours it's going to be Pekuach Nefesh. Or no, you wait until it's Vadoit Pekuach Nefesh, until it's Leil Shabbos, now it's already a more common Isser, but you wait until it's Vadoit. Now, Halacha L'maisa Veisichnish, over the Netziv wants to say that's what's going on over here by Aaron. Aaron had the option of being Machter the Ketoiret inside, and then taking a Duhai Saw, which is only a lot. But he wasn't Vadoit that it's an Isser. And rather, he went outside and did the Isser Chomer Halabachot. That says, if you hold that this is the Makar of a Tzustel, it would be a riot that you have to do the Malacha on Shabbos. You don't yet do the Malacha on Yom. The Gemara says, in Tzvachim, also in Erechim, Omar Avaneni Bar Sosan, each one of the big day kahuna is Mechaper on a different Avera, and the Gemara says, we talked about this in Parshas Truma, Tetzav actually, the Gemara says, Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Threat the Gemara. Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Harek Toiris is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Zok the Gemara. Me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara of Bifarhesia. Because Me'il is a Dover Sheva Koil. Yavi Dover Sheva Koil, Be'echaper ala Koil. Me'il, the Pamoinim and the Remoinim, is mechaper on Lashon Hara of Bifarhesia. K'toyres is inside. K'toyres is mechaper on Lashon Hara of Bitsina. Zot the Chafetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon. Moshe Rabbein, Aaron takes the K'toyres. And he takes it outside. Why does he have to take it outside? Because K'toyres is usually mechaper on Lashon Hara only of Bitsina. Here it was a Lashon Hara Mefarhesia. So you have to take the K'toyres outside and do the K'toyres in the Oysen of Farhesia. But Varnz the Chafetz Chaim, what do you do K'toyres? Do Me'il. The Gemara says Me'il is mechaper on Lashon Hara of Farhesia. The Torah says over here the Lashon Hara of the Chafetz Chaim was Gufa coming to Tshepa with Aaron Akoyim's Kahuna. It's, you can't go start up with Gufa of Ikuach, with the Me'il, with the Big Day Kahuna, and then the Me'il is going to be Mechaber. Dugma LeDover, Dover HaMelech, was Kirea, Knaf of the Beged of Shaul, and then afterwards, V'lo Yichamloi. He shepherds with Beged, he started up with the Musag of that a Beged is Mechamim, so then V'lo Yichamloi. The same thing, the Ikuach over here was Gufa on Kahunasai Shal Aroin, that when he should be the one wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the Me'il can't be Mechaber. No, see, left with Ketiris. But Ketiris is only Mechaper on Bitsina, not on Bifarhesia. The Teres was, they took the Ketiris outside, it was Mechaper Bifarhesia. Another mahalach why the Ketiris was taken outside is because there's Rai, there's Meduik, and the Targum, the Ketiris makes a Mechitza. And that's why Aaron had to stand by Yamak Ben Achaim and Ben Amesim. He had to bring the Ketiris where the Megeta, the Megeta was spreading. It's even a doing in the Pasuk. Vayikach Aaron and Kasher Dibre Moshe, Vayoros al Toich HaKohol. That's one place where the Megeta was. Over Vihinei Hochel HaNegev Ba'om. He saw that the Megeta already spread to a bigger section. So he had to run there. Vayitin as a Keteris, he got there where the Megeta was spreading. Vayichaper Alam. The Keteris acted as a Mechitza. So that's another connection why the Keteris had to be outside. It wasn't just that Aaron should go into the Mishkan and be Machit the Keteris and have in mind it should be a skula, that it should be Mechaper on the Megeta. The Keteris is a mechitza. It had to go where the magefa was spreading and make a mechitza. So we said two different halachas. Either because the Chafetz Chaim was, you needed Ketiris Farhesia to be mechaper on Lashon Hara Farhesia, and you couldn't use Me'il. Or we said because it was a gather of a mechitza. After the whole story, and the magefa stops, and they take the Rikui Pach and Sipel on his back, Moshe Rabbeinu now makes a new maaseh with the matos. To take 12 matos, nasi echad, matel and nasi echad, shnei nesrei matos, and we're going to make a test, and Aaron's matel is going to be vayoytei serach, vayoytei sit vayeg moshkedim. All the mafarshim shtel, vos tutsak though. There was a vikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and Koirach, but l'chayra that was long taken care of. Moshe Rabbeinu was proven correct. The Adas Kerech was Nivla Vadomo, the Masayim Chamishim Ishwan Israfim. What is the necessity of this new issue over here of the Matis? So I heard once of Pshat. In the beginning, Kerech Tainid, we said before, you don't need a manig. Kol ha'ed the kulam kedoshim. You don't need a psil tcheles. Talis shakula tcheles. You don't need a specific manig. And Avada, that was proven wrong. You need one manig, one Rashi brings one kohen, one melech. You need one. But now the question is, who is that one? There's still a new sugya. The new sugya is, why is Aaron, why is the kahuna to Aaron dafke, and not to different shaders? On that, the simon whiz from the matas. What's the inyan of the matas? A nace. There were bigger nisim. Kriyas Yamsuf was a bigger nace. The olon, the be'er, all the mon, various nisim, there were bigger nisim. No, there's so it's mefurish in the medrash that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash there were keseder trees growing, that were flowering and growing and they were in the mikdash and the mishkan. So what's the greatest glick over here of the mata arm? The pshat is you take a piece of wood, and you plant it in the ground, and it grows. If it's a tree, it grows. L'mashal, you take a tree that grows shkedim, You take it, you plant it in the ground. Neis v'fela. You know what happens if you plant it in the ground and it gets nutrients and the rain comes? Vayoytei, serach, vayoytei, tis, vayig moshkedim. meplantes in dread, and it grows shkaden. It's such a grace of blitz that a tree grows shkaden. The Torah says they took over here the matos and they didn't put it in the dread. They didn't put it in the ground. They put it into the base, into the Mishkan, into the Kodesh Kadoshim, into the Mishkan. The symbol over here is who is planted in the ground, who is Natua in Gashmias, that to him would count as Gashmias, and who is Natua in Ruchmias. Aaron was Vayotze Ferah Vayotze Vayigmal Shkedim from being planted in Ruchmias. That's the simon that he's the one that's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. The fact that by him, what makes him grow, his Koyach Yanika, is not the Gashmias of the Geshem and the Gashmias and the Oretz. What makes him grow is good for the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's good for the Raya that he is the one. In the Meshi Loyach state, the Izbitzer, he said that Be'emes, every one of the 12 Matos actually grew a little bit. But each one, not fully. Aaron's Mata was entirely geflant by Yotzi, but all of them, and that's what it even says, each one was able to walk in, each Nafi was able to walk in and see his mate, what darga, based on knowing the truth, honestly, what his darga was, to see where his mate was holding and which one was his that represented his ruchni is bigger growth. By Aaron, the spirit was by Yosef Sif, by Yigmoshke. And that was the simon that the kahuna belongs to Aaron because he's Natua. His tree doesn't grow from the Gashmias, nor from the Ruchnis alayin comes the Yanika. His Koyach Yanika is in the Ruchnis. You have here the Hemshech, you talk about the Matnes Kahuna, a little bit we'll go into the Inyan of Pidyan HaBen. If you do it from the Grah said that Bereshit, and even the beginning of Bereshit, the first positive of Bereshit, is the Simen for Kol HaTorah Kula. So they asked him, where does it see Pidyon HaBen? I don't know why Punk asked him Pidyon HaBen. Maybe they asked him everything. But they asked him, Bushtei Pidyon HaBen? He said, Bereshit is Rosh HaTevis, Ben Rishon Achrei Shloishim Yoim Tifte. So that's the remnant of Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara has a Shailan Kedushin. Who lifdois? Ubenoi lifdois. A person has a dilemma. He doesn't have enough money. He only has enough money, Chomei Shloim, to be paid himself and his son. He's a Bechor and also his son is a Bechor. Who should he be paid the first? Who lives dois? Ubenoi lives dois. Fret, the Achroinim, the Bir Halacha talks about this in Hilchas Esrei. How do you have a case of who lives dois, Ubenoi lives dois, that you only have five Shloim? Ha-mevazveiz al-yevazveiz yoisem ichoimish. A person doesn't have to spend more than a chaymish mechasa for a mitzvah's essay. So if this person only has five shloim, he doesn't even have to spend all five shloim to pidyon haben. Mechayra, he doesn't have to spend more than one seller because he only has five shloim. What's the shayla of who lifteis of anoy lifteis? So you could say he has 25 shloim. And fakir, he only has to spend the fifth. And now that fifth is what he's specific about spending. But that's a charifas dekater. The Bir Halacha brings the teretz that the aside is lemosel for esrig, a lulav, shayfar, a mitzvah essay, filling, you only have to spend up to a fifth of your nechassim. Of a pidyon haben is a choy. Pidyon haben is a prius choy. If you owe someone money, lemosel, if you taka owe someone $100, and all you have is $100, so he's going to come and ask you for the money, so you tell him, I'm only going to pay you $20. I only up to a fifth of a Prius Balchayv. Far you owe him the money. Rav Shloima Hayyan uses this far. There was once a mitten. Should they do Pidyon HaBen first or Davin Myris? And they started handling Tadir V'she'ene Tadir Kaidim. So he said, Hagi Ba'atmacha. If someone comes over to you and tells you, you owe him money, you owe him money, and he says, I have to Davin Myris first. It could be to some people paying back chayvus is more tader than davening meiris. Aber naniach is tader, the meiris is tader. There's a prius chayvus. Now I'm not going. We don't have time. I'm not going into the shmuz. This pidyon haben is just a prius chayvus. There's a lot of achronim to learn. That's all it is. Or it's also a chalois tziyah that there's taka kedusha in the ben and you're actually making a chalois tziyah. Aber avada b'shoyrish adover. There's a prius chayvus. If there's a chayvus, avada you have to pay all your money. Then the Bir Halacha says another mahalach. Be'en, if you're right, if all you have is five shloim, all you have to do is pay only one seller. Because you don't have to spend more than a fifth. But after you pay him one seller, So now the Kohen is looking at you, and he's still owing money. So you pay him a fifth of that. And it keeps on getting smaller and smaller amount, but you have to keep on giving the money. And the said, till the last pruta. When you get to the last pruta, I'm not sure, do you continue doing it in chesed pruta? But until the last pruta, but I'm saying two different truths. One there is we bow to priyas choy. Priyas choy is bechlal no gedder. I'm a vaz, I'll be vaz, you owe to me choymish. You owe them money, you owe them money. But even if you want to say that there's a din of choymish on this din of pidyon aben, fine, so only pay one fifth. But after you pay him that fifth, you buy the only owe him the money. So buy it, you have to give. But now I want to have a shaila. I don't know why we don't do this. Interessant, am I? If in the first halacha you could be yoytz opinion aben b'maton al manas lahachzir, a gemara in kedushin, daf chav hey, daf the vav on the day, gemara in kedushin, you could be yoytz opinion aben b'maton al manas lahachzir. So first of all, I want to break up the shaila. Rabbi says kishmak, I want to break up the shaila in a few stages. First of all, we're talking about av ubenoy. That they have to both do pidyon aben, and they only have five tzlayim. Who is kaidim? Fresh the chazan ish, give the five tzlayim, matana manas lahazir, take it back and do it again. Find a kaidim that's willing to do it with matana manas lahazir. Mefurish aloch hashim and shinhei siftet. You're allowed to do it with matana manas lahazir. How do you have a dilemma that you can't do two pidyon aben with only five tzlayim? You can do it with matana manas lahazir. But oisay mita, the Gemara declares there pidyon aben. And Aliyah L'Regel. Which one should you do? Pidyon Aben or Aliyah L'Regel? Aliyah L'Regel costs the money also. Either the trip or the behemoth for the carbon. Do the Pidyon Aben with the Matan Almanas L'Avzim. And over there, anyway, fresh the Chazanish. Aliyah L'Regel is only if you own Karka. If you own Karka, so be paid to the Ben, even though it ain't Pidyon Aben, but Karka. Sell the Karka and do Pidyon Aben. How do you have a Shaila Pidyon Aben and Aliyah L'Regel? But let's get back to our guy here. He has two. Abu Benoy. And he only has five tzlayim. First of all, he can do pidyon aben with a matan manas lahachzir. Or Rabbi Yosef, now comes a very interesting idea. Pidyon aben, you don't have to give all five tzlayim to the same kohen. Mefurash halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you can give five different kohanim. Each one a sela. If at the end you add up the whole sum total, you pay five tzlayim, you yosef the pidyon aben. I want to be a machutzis now. Not only could you give to five kehanim, each one a sela, you can give to dozens of kehanim, each one a pruta. And as long as it adds up to sachakol to five shloim, meduchsich yoytza. I want to go a step further. I don't know, I'm a suffix. Maybe even chesi pruta. I know, the Rambam's going to say, a chesi pruta is less, not toiris mamin, not shavius, not anything you want to say. But if you gave 50,000 kehanim, each one a chesi pruta, you gave out five shloim. So you could even do chesi pruta. Now, let's go back to one seller. If a guy only has one seller, he could be Mekayim Pidyon Aben. You can give it to the Kohen, Matan Amalas Lahazir, get it back, and give it again. Now, there's a Shaila, the Marit Al Gazi, is Mesupatim, and Chesrenach brings this bin that you can give five Shloyim to five different Kohanim. It's only if the first Kohen you gave it to still has the money, or if it's Mis'achlu HaMoyis, it's a problem. It has to be that the entire money you gave out is Be'en. Because if you learn that, if when you finally get to the fifth coin and the first one already bought ice cream and there's no more, the money's not there, then no good. But the Menachas Linnach nems on, and it says, Dindid Nachroinim, that even if Achlo Amois, it's Mitzarev to the five Shloim. So if you're catching what I want, I'm asking that L'Chayr, a person should be able to do Pidyon Aben with the Chesi Pruta. Give the Chesi Pruta to the coin, get it back, Matan Amas Lahavzer, again and again and again. This is similar to what the Bir Alokha did, L'Gavim Avaz, Zal Yavaz, Yoysa Michayesh. But now we're asking it, Gufa Lagabe, the Cheshbon of Abu Benoy, how it's shy not to be able to be paid the both. Both. I want to know why it's not possible to do Pidyon Aben. First of all, with one seller, maybe even with a pruta, and even more, maybe even with a chesi pruta, if you'll do the Almanas Lahasir enough times to let's chazir to Rufin. Tzorach in Ladina, someone Allah Zoychavain, to Allah Mitzvah, and if someone has the Chus Nadir to do Pidyon Aben, he should be Zoychavarachas to be able to do it with Chomesh Loyim, Ezer Hashem.